This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go. Welcome back. Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
First of all, a big, sincere thank you for everybody who joined in and became a partner in Hope for St. Jude. You are, and you have been, and you will continue to be such an instrumental part of what we do every single day and part of saving a bunch of kids' lives. So thank you very, very much. We do it once a year. Our goal is to make it as easy as possible for that hospital to run so kids from all over the country can get help, can have their life saved. So hospitals, wherever you live, are able to get and use the research that St. Jude is you know, doing and finding and sharing. And so thank you. I'll say it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for becoming a partner in Hope. So glad you're here. I want to do a voicemail from Sammy in Richmond, Virginia. Here you go.
Morning, studio. My office is having a white elephant, so I'm wondering what's the show's recommendation for gifts under $20. Thanks.
Yeah!
Great gifts under $20. Two $10 lottery tickets.
That's cool.
Or four $5 lottery tickets because it's fun. There's a chance to win way more. And $20 is mostly just novelty things anyway, but that's something that you literally actually can have and it can be more than a novelty when you win a million.
Yeah.
Nothing says white elephant like winning $1 million.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So I would say that. Anything else you want to say?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of white elephant. Is it supposed to be a practical fun gift or is it supposed to be like something
just
you don't want?
Less than $20. Toilet paper.
How much are
yes,
books?
That's what I was thinking.
Are books $20?
You can get them for less than $20.
Yeah. Looks good, right?
Stanley the dog, first day of school.
Boom.
Okay.
Ooh, good one.
Get it on Amazon.
That'll get passed around.
This is from Emma in Massachusetts.
Let's go. I love your show. I listen to it any chance I can get, and I'm so glad you got to hear this.
Me too, Emma. Thank you for sending it. Here's Patrick in Austin.
Wondering when the draft side is coming back. Thought I'd check in. I was listening to a Monday show and heard you talking about grocery, food, snacks, and thought it'd be cool to hear when we might be having some drafts coming back.
For you, Patrick, we'll do a draft this week.
Oh, cool.
We've given it a break for a little bit, but we'll do a draft this week. And then finally, from Emerson in North Carolina.
Why is Santa a ninja? Because he wears a black belt. Bye.
Nice.
There you go. Like we're back. Thank you, everybody. Let's get started here. Bobby Bones Show.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
All right. Their name is For King and Country. They've won 4 Grammy Awards. They're awesome. Tonight, a CMT Crossroads Christmas for King and Country. Breland, Chrissy Metz, Natalie Grant, Rebecca St. James, their sister, they're all going to perform CMT 9 p.m. Central. They are here, though, and not because of that show, and not because of their Grammys, but because of Eddie and his wife.
Oh, boy.
And they got tickets, then they said, never mind, we don't need the tickets, even though it was sold. It's a whole situation. They are here. They are amazing. Let's go down and talk with For King and Country.
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
From King and Country.
Well, the way you guys got here, a little unconventional, I will admit, because, first of all, thank you.
Because you never invited us, Bobby. Amy's invited us before.
That's true. Yeah. That's me. That's on me. Anyway, so, also, we like know your family, and if we're just having you in willy-nilly every day, they're like, well, that's like some sort of nepotism.
Touché.
Yeah.
And also, our last name's Small Bone, you know. You've got to keep the bones separated.
Exactly, which is why we also don't have Matt on.
Yeah.
I heard.
Mm-hmm. You did have Matt on?
No, that's why we don't, but he texts in all the time, and he's on the air in different ways.
Yeah, okay. I just talk about him.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's like, my pastor just said.
Then I was
going to
get jealous. Yes. Then I was going to be like, we've got a problem here.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. You have millions of fans all over the world, and two of them are Eddie and his wife, right, Eddie?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And your wife wanted to go to the show?
She said, is there any way you can get us tickets to go see the band for a Christmas concert? I'm like, well, look, I look on the calendar. I'm like, they're coming to the Opry. We can do this. So what better to ask Amy, since she knows you guys? She's like, oh, Amy, can you hook me up with some tickets?
And so she does. And Amy, this is no small feat to get tickets. The world, this is like getting Taylor Swift tickets.
Right.
To see them.
I know.
The site crashes, basically, when you try to get tickets to freaking country.
Right. So, yeah, I sent off a note. No problem. I get a text back. Will call under Eddie's name. Night of. Ready to go. I send Eddie a note, and Eddie's like, oh, my gosh, amazing. Thank you. Well, then turns out, I guess Eddie's going to be out of town the night of the show. So then we have to awkwardly be like, okay. Awkward. Sorry,
yeah, we
don't
were very
need those
upset.
Tickets.
Yes, exactly. I knew it. You probably spent the whole night going, I bet they hate us.
Well, because we called up the Opry personally.
Yeah, we're out of comps, guys, but.
Right. And so.
It's Eddie's wife.
Then, which I'm so glad it worked out that way, because now I feel like we get a very intimate performance from them.
I'm still embarrassed, but that's okay.
So am I, Bo. Yeah.
So we got a couple things we're going to do here with For King and Country. We're going to do a Christmas song, and then we're going to do an original. And first, let me say, just you guys are awesome. Just musically, sonically, what you're able to do, how big you're able to sound, just A+. So I want to compliment you there. Awesome. Secondly, you know, both of you have my hair at different stages in my life. I'm just going to say that.
That's so true.
Mm?
So maybe you could be our brother.
Yeah, I could. I just you're
funny accent.
Me?
Yeah.
Or you?
No, you.
Can you do my accent?
Of course I can.
What's that?
Hey, this is Bobby Bones. This is the Bobby Bones Show with For King and Country. Thanks for being here today.
That sounds so normal.
It almost sounds not hillbilly enough, but that's such an American. As a kid in Australia, do you grow up doing American accents as a joke?
You get all your movies and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Not really, because, you know, Australia's always been a little bit about like the kind of the younger brother that looks up to America, so you don't really want to be like America because you're kind of actually jealous of America, if that makes sense.
Well, in America, we always do like kangaroo and boomerang jokes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're like, oh, the boss, whip on the Bobby, boomerang. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
We're aware.
Cool. Thank you, Jim.
We're aware.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Christmas song first, and then I want to get into a little more of you guys. But here is For King and Country. And what are you guys, Luke, what are you guys going to do here?
We're going to play a song for Eddie's wife. Because this is the song that she probably wanted to see, right, Eddie?
This is the one. Yes.
This
she
is
mentioned.
The one.
Yes.
And this is going to be. This is the little drummer boy, God willing.
It is the one.
It is. It is the one. And I just want to set the record straight. If you're just listening and not watching, we have set a world record on your stage, right?
More 73 people on stage. Yes. It is amazing. The stage is like the size of a nickel, but somehow they're standing on top of each other. This is why New York City did skyscrapers, actually. Mm. So you get more people on. Go high.
That's true. Well, and here's the other thing. Live, we're in elevators. So
that
next time we're going to have to bring the elevators.
Wait, what?
We're in. We go up like 50 feet in the air.
These elevators.
It's like the Australian version of Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Yeah, your shows, you do that? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dang.
We take out a really big insurance.
Eddie's wife could have seen this.
Yeah, we're really missing out now.
You could have been there, yeah. All right, here they are for King and Country on the Bobby Bones Show.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
For King and Country.
Hey, Joel, you and Luke have been playing together since how old?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. So our sister was sort of a gospel Christian artist, and dad managed her, needed cheap labor. We all homeschooled. He saw he had five sons, and so we became the road crew. And incidentally, started doing background vocals together at some point.
For her or for other people?
No, for her.
Okay.
For her, exclusively.
We weren't good enough to do it for other people.
No, got it. Just family. Her. Got it, yeah.
It was a family deal. And then we didn't get on in our teenage years. You know, he's my younger brother. He grew taller than me. He's a better sportsman. All the things that an older brother really dislikes. Torn his ACL in a basketball match.
And he felt sorry for me.
And I felt sorry for him. So I was like, hey, why don't we start a band?
How tall are you?
I'm about 6'4", 6'4", 6'5".
But I mean, if you were to cut your hair, like what are you, 5'9"? 5'9", 5'9" with the hair? Cut the hair, 5'9"?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
You know what that's like.
So Samson got weaker.
Yeah, I do. That's why I grow it up. Yeah. And so when does, well, I'm assuming too, you guys had a bunch of names before for King and Country, since you've been together so long. What were those, if you'd had other names, what were they?
Plethora of bad ones.
Yeah, we had a lot of bad ones. I mean, at first we would do the whole, like, we're not going to leave this coffee shop until we find a name. And usually we walked out with Joel and Luke.
I'm Joel, he's Luke. We're going to be called Joel. He's sort of Dan and Shay.
Joel had another great one.
Osterville, that was one.
Yeah, that was one.
Because so when we make up a word, it's Australia to Nashville. People call Nashville a ville.
Oh, Osterville.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oz.
Glad you didn't stay with that one.
Yeah. And literally, we did a show in Australia with that name. And Australians are pretty forthright in their opinions. And we were doing a festival, and people came up, and they're like, yeah, mate, I don't even know how to say your name.
So we actually reverted back to Joel at the festival. We're like, all right, guys, we're out.
And when did For King and Country come up? And I'm assuming it's For King, who is Jesus. I'm just assuming. I don't know this. Is that what it is?
Well, it's sort of – there's a British – if you ever watch like
– oh, it's not. Never mind. I'm wrong.
Downton Abbey. There's sort of this British mantra that they would always – chant going into battle. They would say, oh, for King. Like Zazu says it in Lion King. It's like, oh, for King and Country.
I don't watch shows with accents. Anyway, so, I don't like accents. So.
Very American of you. Yeah. So we kind of thought, well, that's a cool phrase. And then I think there's that great overtone of like, why do we do music? Like you said, like God, people, country, you know. Mm-hmm.
And so For King and Country, was it in a coffee shop? We're not leaving the coffee, and that's what you have?
No. So Joel had come into the studio one day. I mean, this was 12 years ago or so. And he came in with the name All the King's Men, which was a cool name.
That is a cool name.
And our producer at the time spun around, and he said, oh, no, what about For King and Country, you know, the old British mantra that they used to chant before going into battle. And we'd always wanted something that felt like it had purpose, that felt like it had meaning. It just wasn't like just a cool name, you know what I mean? And I think we kind of both looked at each other at that time. The other big thing was is it was available on MySpace.
Yeah.
Which was a big deal.
Got to remember that 10 years ago.
Yeah. What's the CMT Crossroads Christmas that you guys are doing? Like, what exactly does that entail?
This sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But Breland's there.
Okay,
Chrissy
that's
Metz
it. Because always there are other artists that come in.
Yeah.
So Breland, who's, we love him, Chrissy Metz, who was on This Is Us and is a great singer. Yep. So they come in and sing songs with you. Are they doing your songs?
Yeah, well, kind of
Christmas
our
songs
versions.
Aren't really our songs, but our versions of Christmas songs.
But don't
songs.
We all own them?
Touché. Public domain. That's right. Yeah.
Exactly.
So they come in and, you know, they're singing these renditions that, you know, we've created and they sing along with us. It was quite fascinating, though, because they all had to learn these songs very, very quickly. So to their credit, it turned out really great.
Do you guys keep a prompter for Christmas songs so you don't mess up the words?
Luke should.
I probably should, but I don't. I will say, I messed
although
up.
Although I've had a lot of, because we're right in the middle of an American Christmas tour, so I've had quite a few fumbles.
The problem with Christmas songs is you do sing them every year, but there's 11 months in between the time that you
and
sing
there's
them.
Like 9 verses in all of them.
Well, verses that
so,
we don't grow
and
up
they
learning.
They all sort of have the same inflation. So you just sort of
so people
get them
do the same thing
confused.
That we do. Which is you just pick your favorite verses and that becomes the song, right?
And if you
so
forget, just do it again.
And then if you're into grandparents, church, you're never going to know the verses that they get into there. No, that's definitely true.
The CMT Crossroads Christmas, is that in Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down at the factory.
Okay. So on the 12th, that's where you can go there. But then the Christmas show, you got Indianapolis on the 15th, Fort Wayne on the 16th, Grand Rapids on the 17th, the two Opry shows, what's the global live stream? Is that at a place?
It's the Opry show.
Oh, it just says global live stream. Like
no, we wanted to make it feel really big.
Okay,
yeah, you know how it is. Just brand it really big.
Go and watch this show. I'm going to have to go to one of these shows. For kingandcountry.com for this, A Drummer Boy Christmas, and then they are on the road all of next year, which I mentioned a little earlier. When your last name is Smallbone, my name is Bone. Bones. Yeah. Did you ever consider the Smallbones as a band name?
Would you come to a show with the band name Small Bones?
You know who did consider it? Matt Hales, Aqualung, considered it. He was very serious about it because we were developing sort of the band with him as sort of guiding us through it. And he was like, yeah, you should just be called Small Bones.
Or Small Bone.
Yeah.
Singular.
Mm. We opted to not because of all of the
I was dominating the bone world.
Yeah, well, we
innuendo.
We homeschooled for a reason with our last name.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Amy knows another Smallbone. What's the situation there with that guy? Who's that?
Our dad's brother's son.
Wait.
He's your cousin.
He's our cousin.
I just wanted to say the most complicated
cousin.
Way.
Got it.
You
right.
know
Dad
how.
Has a brother named Ian.
Yeah, everybody kind of looks like, y'all look similar. Like Bobby, you've said, they look like
people
you,
go up to him thinking it's
but
me.
But Matt, yes, he was at the grocery store literally the other day, and he told me that someone said, are you Bobby Bones? And he's like, because, I mean, small bone. Sometimes they just hear the bone part, and then they see the glasses and the hair, and they think it's him.
And he
That's
has
a great
very
point.
Thick accent.
Yes, yeah. very.
I so, also thought he was your brother because the last name.
Yeah.
Do you
well,
have another brother?
The genetic pool is pretty
There's
shallow.
Seven kids in our family.
Who did I meet on an airplane once?
Me.
That wasn't you.
The Southwest Air.
No,
yeah, that was me.
You're so much better looking now.
Josh Kerr, thank you.
Yes. The little
now?
Mustache?
What
yeah.
do you mean now?
Because I saw him then and I was like, man. But now.
He's matured.
That was you sitting behind me on that flight. Yeah. We talked. You were super nice.
To LA.
I didn't know you were actually in the band. I didn't know you were one of the two.
Did you think he was a crew guy?
He kind of did.
You know?
You were very kind to the crew guys. Though.
I thought. maybe it's the whole get up. The scarf, the mustache. The greased
you,
back
man.
Hair.
It's working for Bob.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah. It's a vibe.
Amy's nodding.
Oh yeah, that was a good. Had a good experience there. We talked a lot. I was
loved
like,
it, yeah.
I was like that guy who does
to,
merch
were we going
for
to
freaking
the,
and country.
Were we going to the Grammys? What were we? No, you were going out to the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I was probably doing something cool, you know.
And you'd missed your flight. I remember because I remember going. This guy's is awesome. He's on a Southwest flight. You're like, nah, I had the other. Private thing got canceled. And
yeah, you're making that up completely. Okay, look, for King and Country, they are here, and they're going to perform. What are we going to do? Let's do one of like your songs that you like. I don't know. What do you have for me? I don't know. I just threw this on you last minute.
No, it's all good. We're going to play a song called "Love Me Like I Am," and featuring if it's the recorded version.
Yeah, well, she's not with us today, no. But featuring Jordan Sparks. So we had a really lovely.
Joel can't quite sing like Jordan.
Oh, you watch. no, we had this lovely moment where we enjoy doing features here and there, and we kind of cold called Jordan, and her brother is a supporter of the band, and so I think he's a real champion. Like your wife,
we got his wife
was like, "Hey, you should actually really do this, sister," and she's just an awesome human.
This thing you have over here—it's a keyboard. It looks like also a what do you?
It's a harmonium. It's like an Indian drone instrument. You can get them on eBay for about. $300. They hand make them.
Can you do it without everybody else playing? Just show people what it sounds like. What's that thing called? The
accordion.
It looks like, yeah.
It's like a keyboard accordion.
It sounds magnificent.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here they are. My new favorite band.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
Except
for
Aqualung.
True. And Chris Tomlin.
I'm going to be a little selfish for a second for my son, Stevenson, since the Christmas song was dedicated to Eddie's wife. Aww. Can y'all just dedicate this one to Stevenson because he's your number one fan.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
I love that.
Yes.
So, and I'm going to play it for him because he's in school.
Yeah.
Stevenson, on behalf of Luke and me and the gentleman and lady
morning.
Up here, we're thinking of you this morning with this song, Love Me Like I Am. Merry Christmas. To you, my friend.
For King and Country.
So
hey, guys, you guys are awesome.
Okay,
who knew? Who knew?
When you have the last name Bone or Small Bones, you've got to overcome.
Who knew? Dang, that is just so good. I'm going to try to come to a show. Holy moly. For kingandcountry.com and go get tickets for the Christmas show at Drummer Boy Christmas, and they're going to be touring all over next year as well. When I was growing up, Jars of Clay, ever heard of them?
I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys grow up listening to Christian music only, or did you get secular music as well?
We got a little bit of both. Yeah. Our parents were, you know, I will say this, when we would go out and drive, and my oldest brother or one of my brothers could drive the car, on the radio, you did want to change the dial back to the Christian station, because if mom and dad came in, they may comment on it. Mm. But there was freedom. We were allowed to listen to both.
The Newsboys, ever heard of them?
I heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Switchfoot, kind of on the line a little bit of
yeah
of
that was an bit, influential
little bit
band
of a story
and record
actually because Joel mentioned I tore my ACL playing basketball and I kind of was wanting to figure out what was next for me, if that makes sense. Sports was my thing up until that point, and as I was rehabbing my knee, they had just released their album The Beautiful Letdown, and I remember asking them, thinking to myself, I wonder if I could write songs that mean as much to me like their music does to me.
That's interesting that you, because for me, and I don't do music, I do comedy music, but not the same as you guys, obviously, where you guys are good. But the first artist that ever spoke to me writing, you'd hear a song and you go, oh, wait a minute. I feel like they're speaking for me and to me.
Yeah.
And it was, for me, it was John Mayer, around my age, sensibility somewhat similar. It was Switchfoot for you?
Switchfoot for me. Yeah, because I mean, I've heard it said that, you know, an artist's job is to be a poet in some cases, to articulate what another cannot. And then if you give that to them and you give them that song, then that song becomes their song. And then in return, I think, because if you're writing those songs from your heart, you know, and it means something to you, when somebody responds to that song, I think it inherently makes you feel less lonely, you know, and that's the gift of music to me.
I saw Carmen. Ever heard of
him? Wow.
Yeah.
Funny side note, we've been actually working on a feature film that is circles around our immigrant family, particularly a mom, six kids. It's a 90s film. It's ultimately a story about our parents coming from Australia to America and the triumphs and tragedies that happened along the way. And Carmen is actually one of the reasons we're here. The old lounge singer, Italian stallion Carmen. Yeah, he offered a job to dad over here.
This is a real story or a movie?
This is a real story.
Really?
Actually, we just filmed it like 3 weeks ago. We just finished filming. We were in Louisville for like 2 months filming it.
I've been to a couple Carmen shows. They are an experience.
They are an experience.
For sure. It's almost like those flipping around at 1 a.m. and you see that on the channel and people are like, that was the Carmen show. It was big and you're like, wow. It was a wow moment for me.
Yeah.
But what you guys do, it's A+. I mean, I don't know. I just wasn't expecting it to be so moved by this. And I really was, all seriousness. You guys are great. You're not the same person I do on the Southwest flight. That's all I'm going to say. It's not the same.
I'm glad we're improving and not, you know.
I will say this, but boy, can this guy sell some shirts.
I thought it was the merch guy for King of Country. What do I know? Yes, Amy.
Bobby today has on like a khaki sweater with a black shirt. And like literally y'all's whole vibe is khaki and black. So I feel like you could fit right in today.
We should take another picture.
Is that pre-planned? Is a group text or y'all just like sense that?
Oh, the whole group. Yeah,
this was actually, we're usually pretty uniform, but this was pretty limber today. We were all like, hey, go casual.
But y'all,
and if you want to come show up,
crazy.
Wasn't that big a deal, right? I mean, if whoever wants to show up can.
It's a vibe.
There's been discussions. It's funny. The more detailed that you get, the more accidental coincidences happen like this when you don't get detailed because they kind of know, they've said in the past, we should show up looking like this. So, you know, here we are.
Do you still play ball?
I mean, I try to. I'm not that good, but yeah.
Does your leg hurt when it gets cold?
No. I didn't do any. I just did strictly the ACL, so I didn't do all the other meniscus and all the other craziness that can take place. So for the most part, they just took the patella tendon, stuck it back in there, and I'm, for the most part, as good as new.
My dog just had that. He's a bulldog.
It's the worst.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Well, he went like this. Oh, that was it. But I think that's what he said. Yes.
It's the worst.
Okay, look, for King of Country, you guys go watch him. Eddie, I'm sorry, your wife.
Yeah.
Really let him down.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, me too.
Hey, what day are you going to Texas?
Every day, apparently, that you guys are here, of all the days.
We're going to be gone. I think we're leaving the day before. So
I've heard there's nothing that you could do to just put it back 2 days, you know?
Eddie, Crossroads
picture
Christmas
this. Day. We've made such a song and dance about this. We have other shows. What if we flew you to another show?
Well,
beforehand?
Then Bobby wouldn't be pleased with that because then he wouldn't be here.
Well, here's the thing. We have another guy on our show named Lunchbox who, like, milks artists for free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly. And so I just feel like he's ruined it for everyone. Where, Eddie, would you want them to fly you somewhere?
I mean, it'd be awesome, but no, guys, don't go out of your way. Do your tour, do all that. Hey, well, you guys are going to be around for a while. We'll catch you next time.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Yeah, I know that.
This is it, man. This is the last tour.
Okay, for King and Country. And does anyone ever think it's forkingandcountry.com?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. See when it's all
URL,
written.
URL, especially when you read it that way.
Oh, like forking with a fork?
Yeah, yes. Forking.
And People Magazine still thinks we're a country band, which is awesome.
Like, because you know,
they do the articles.
And you live in Nashville.
They're a country.
Oh, do you feel like awesome? Do you feel like they cover you more?
I kind of like it. I just think I think the more kind of blurred lines you can create in genres and collaborations, the better.
You're not in a box.
And we're in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's also what you guys do sonically, if I can say so. It's all an amazing blurred line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Between the instrumentation, the message, the vote. I mean, it's all, you wouldn't know what genre it is because it kind of is universal.
Well, that's what I kind of love about this country is you have enough of a framework for people to sort of rise in certain genres. But then I feel like with shows like yours, with streaming platforms and whatnot, you're able to actually sort of branch out further. Because, I mean, we write love songs, we write life songs and God songs and Christmas songs. It's all in there. But it's really Christian radio, particularly early on, was like they were the ones and still are the ones that have sort of helped us rise, which has been beautiful.
If I wanted you guys to play my Christmas party, what's that cost?
A lot of money.
I thought so.
The whole band?
Well, everybody but the guy with the bass.
he's got awesome hair,
and I'm very jealous. He's our band leader.
But
he's got
Bobby,
a perfectly, it's like perfect brown to blonde, and I'm like, dang, I'm jealous of that. And it doesn't make me feel good, so I want him to stay away. Because mm-hmm. it's too perfect, yes. All right, here they are for King of Country. Thank you, guys. Nice job.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right. If you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Adam Atkinson works at Home Depot in Tennessee, and he's at work, and he's kind of looking through the shelves, stocking some items, and he goes, what is this? He pulls out an envelope that was left on the shelf with $700 of cash inside the envelope. So he turns it into the manager. The manager says, well, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to keep it here, and if anybody claims it for the rest of the day, we'll give it to them. They have to describe exactly what's in there. No one claimed the money, so she says, okay, what do I do? Let's put this on social media. I'm just going to say I found an envelope. It described the envelope. I'm not going to say what's in it and see if anyone responds. Well, somebody sees and said, hey, my business partner lost $700. I wonder if he was at Home Depot. So he calls him up. Hey, did you lose $700? Like, yeah, it's at Home Depot. So he goes and claims it. He got his money back.
Wow.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Love it.
I just, man, letting that out of my sight. I'm always like, how does someone, because they have $20,000 for a house they've been saving up their whole life, and it was just in a, shoebox, and they left the shoebox in the Uber. I would never stop looking at that thing.
Yeah.
I'd be scared to death.
He probably just had it, and he's like, oh, look, there's some oil, and he set it down for a second, checked the oil out, and then just left.
I had to get cash for something recently, and it was one of those bank envelopes. Like, I had to go to the bank, pick it up, and then I was nervous my kids were going to get into it, so I hid it in a shoe in my closet in a boot. And within, like, less than 48 hours, I forgot where I put it.
That's
yeah,
Amy.
I remembered Amy. Finally, but...
You did find it. Well, there was a woman who won a lottery ticket. She had a lottery ticket, and it won $10,000. She couldn't find it, and it was getting closer and closer to the end. We had to cash it in.
Mm-hmm.
And she had torn her house apart completely multiple times. And then finally, she found it in a shoe as well. She had hid it in a shoe.
My dad, after he moved out, because he left when I was like 9, and my mom was cleaning out the garage later, and she found a glove, like a gardening glove. She found $500 cash stuck in there. He had hid it from his gambling days, and she kept it.
That's unique. Glove?
Huh.
Yeah.
Eddie, good story.
Thank you.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, game time. Mike D has created a game. What's it called?
Is it a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Ooh.
So you're going to give us...
I'll give you a title and description of a movie. You tell me if it's real or if I made it up.
Okay.
Yeah, these are hard now because they make all kinds of movies now about everything.
Yeah.
It's going to give us three of them. And if there's a tie, we'll go sudden death.
Okay.
All right, give us the first one, Mike.
It is called Fa-La-La Fallen in Love. It is about Rebecca and Bryce who joined a Christmas carolers group. They bond over their passion for music and quickly fall in love. But just days before Christmas, Rebecca discovers Bryce's hidden past. Is it a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Hidden past? That's kind of dark.
What's it called again?
Fa-la-la, Fallen in Love.
Fa-la-la-la-la,
Fallen in Love. I mean, that works.
Okay. Cute.
Say it again, Mike.
Fa-la-la-la-la, Fallen in Love.
Yeah. Give us that plot again, though.
Rebecca and Bryce meet after joining a group of Christmas carolers. They bond over their passion of music and quickly fall in love. But just days before Christmas, Rebecca discovers Bryce's hidden past.
I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm going to go fake. Sounds too dark. Hidden past. I don't see a lot of those in the holiday the movie previews.
Gosh, you're probably right.
Amy?
I have not real.
Eddie?
It sounds crazy, but I'm going to go with yes, it's real.
So we got two fakes, one real. Mike, what is it?
It is fake. Made it up.
Oh, that title got me, man. That's a good title for a movie.
All right.
Is it, though?
Fa-la-la-la-la, Falling in Love. Yeah.
Fa-la-la-la-la,
Falling in Love.
Next up, Mikey.
A cozy Christmas inn. A real estate executive, Erica, travels to Alaska during Christmas time to acquire a bed and breakfast, only to discover that it is owned by her ex. While there, she finds herself falling in love with the town and quite possibly him.
Her ex? And she didn't know it?
Give it to us one more time.
She's not the social
media. It is called
media.
A Cozy Christmas Inn. A real estate executive, Erica, travels to Alaska during Christmas time to acquire a bed and breakfast, only to discover that it is owned by her ex. While there, she finds herself falling in love with the town and quite possibly him.
That's a great
plot. I have watched...
That one's a little too... That's a close one.
Yeah, man.
I have watched this before, but not with an ex in Alaska. But, you know, the formula is the same.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy, what do you have?
I have real. Let's
Eddie?
100% real.
I have real because it just seems... The ex part throws me off.
Yes.
But other than that, it all seems like the formula. I say real. Mike?
It is real.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that one out.
Yeah, that one sounds good.
I want to check out Fa-la-la-la-la.
Falling in love.
Yeah, we should write that one. All right, Mike, give us one more.
All right, this one is called Resting Grinch Face.
Lisa. That's hilarious.
These titles are great.
Lisa is the CEO of a financial company, and she realizes she has the reputation of not being the warmest to her employees around the holidays. She embarks on a journey to spread Christmas cheer around the office for the first time ever.
That's good.
Resting Grinch Face is hilarious.
So
real
funny.
Good.
It's like something Mike would write.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in. Amy and I have the lead by one.
Yeah.
Eddie, what do you have?
Well, look, I didn't even hear the description of the movie because that title I know 100% is fake. There's no way a boardroom of Hallmark people would be like, yes, Resting Grinch Face. So I'm going to say it's fake.
Amy?
Fake.
I have fake. Mike?
It is fake. I made it up.
That's a good one. Resting Grinch Face is awesome.
Though.
Eddie, you've been eliminated.
Okay.
Amy and I go sudden death. Mike, give us another one.
All right, this one is called The Most Colorful Time of the Year. Ryan is an elementary school teacher who learns that he is colorblind. Michelle, an optometrist and mother of one of his students, helps bring color into his life just in time for the holidays.
Is that a real holiday movie or is it something Mike made up? All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
One, two, three, real.
Mike.
Okay.
Oh, there will be a winner.
Oh, wow.
Mike. What is it?
It is real.
What?
Wow.
That is real.
Oh.
It is real.
And what's it called?
The most colorful time of the year.
Wow.
Hey, good job,
bud.
Thank you very much. Look at that one.
Merry Christmas to me.
This is why he doesn't play games. He wins every single one.
I know.
I held on tight for that one. Resting Grinch face, though. That's a great
That's
one.
Awesome.
Daniel in Lubbock, Texas on the phone. Daniel, what's up, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I was just calling because a couple of days ago I heard on the podcast where all you guys were talking about Amy's movie role and trying to find out how much she made, but Eddie won't say how much he's making on his reels.
That's right. Eddie was all about, Amy, need to tell us. Amy, you need to tell us. But then you won't tell us how much you're making on your Instagram reels.
I think that people that are on Instagram.
Trade?
Yeah,
that
I think so. Like, well, listen, like people on Instagram, they make money on their reels. So they have an idea. We're not actors. Like, how many actors are there out there? We want to know how much you get paid when you go to Hollywood.
And we want to know how much you're making on your reels.
It's really not that important, man.
So if one says, the other will say?
No.
Oh, I was going to say yes, but okay.
Okay, we'll say it. What are you making? I see. The thing with Eddie, though, is I don't think he's making as much as he proclaims to make.
You don't know that.
That's my theory on it. He doesn't want to say, okay, I made
$50. So, because he takes up so much time, and it's annoying how he records everything.
Yes. I think he blows it up and makes it seem like it's a big deal, and now he's going to be outed for, like, not really making that much money.
And I think Amy's embarrassed to say how much she's making in Hollywood because it's a lot of
okay.
money.
Why don't you guys...
Okay,
hold on,
role.
Hold on. Why don't you guys both text me what you made, okay?
Do you want me to text you what I made so far?
Yeah.
In my reels?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how so far, but how long have you been doing it? Like,
okay.
How long has this money
been? No. There's no stipulations.
Well,
I need to know.
Mine was a one-day job, and if it's a lot, it might be the last year and a half.
And I'm going to play a song. Mm-hmm. We'll come back from the song.
I don't want to talk about it.
Let me crunch the numbers.
You're not going to do it?
Well, I mean, we send it to you, and then what? You.
And then I hold.
You know what
yeah.
I made.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Oh, you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It must have been that. I guess it wasn't that much, though.
Okay, text it to me. I will hold the keys. And then if you both agree after the song, I'll release it. And if you don't, I won't.
I love it.
Okay.
Obviously, I don't even remember yours. No. Let me play this. We'll come back. How much Eddie's made on Instagram Reels, how much Amy made doing the movie Holiday Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
One day of work, she said. State your case.
Like, which part? I have a lot of feelings about this.
Before I have the numbers.
So, like, I don't like revealing certain things. Like, this, to me, I know, yes, I had to fly in to Hollywood, and it was this whole thing, and it was a 14-hour day on set. But still just, like, a lot of money, and I'm very grateful for it. But I'm just sensitive to the fact that was a really cool opportunity for me, and I don't want anybody to be like, oh, look at her. That's what I think in my head. Like, I don't.
You don't want to brag.
Yes.
Okay, for anyone new to the show, I got an email going, hey, what's up? We need somebody to walk on this role. You think Amy would be good? I said, yes. She didn't know how much money they were going to pay her.
I would have done it for free.
But don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that.
Oh, just kidding.
But I have the number. And then Eddie has been doing reels, and he keeps hiding how much money he's been making from reels.
Y'all been asking over and over. And
I have that number.
You know what I'm saying? It's none of your business.
But I have them both, and you guys have agreed to say them if the other person would say.
So mine was the total. So I had a SAG. There's like SAG regulations, but then what I didn't know is there's kind of overtime. Mm-hmm. And then also the meal penalties when I didn't get to eat on time. So that's what I added up to.
What's funny, Bones, is that I'm thinking Amy's is like crazy big.
What are you thinking, Eddie?
I mean, I'm thinking like, ooh, close to a mil.
What? Are you like,
Hollywood? I mean, fly to LA, and then she's embarrassed
for a bathroom scene.
I said short of a mil.
Well, and it was
I saw it, by the way. And Amy, there was more than a bathroom scene. There was a lot of talking,
okay.
A lot more lines than I thought.
Also, it was a partnership with our company.
Still.
So it's like...
The main character even says your name. Like, oh, Amy says this. Amy says that.
Okay, so you're going to put it at... Pick a number, though, Eddie. What do you think it is? How much she made doing that movie?
Well, based on your reaction, I'm going to have to go lower than a mil.
Well,
that was just a stupid
answer.
Thing to say.
That was so ridiculous. Like,
so let's go with 100,000.
What?
Okay. And then Amy. Eddie's been annoying us with his shooting of Instagram reels and talking about how much he's getting paid. How much do you think he's made overall?
She's counting.
Well, I'm trying to think of how long he's been doing it, and then how many reels has he put up.
We also got into the fight of a couple and a few. A couple's two, a few's three.
Yes, that's
duh. Is that the definition?
Yeah.
A couple is two, a few is three.
I thought a few is like three or more. Could be five, could be six.
But 10 isn't a few.
Mm. 10 is 10.
But a few is three.
10 is a lot.
This is what we do off air.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'd say in total, the whole time he's been on, maybe $500. That's a lot of work that he's put into that, though.
And he doesn't want to release it because...
Maybe it's 400.
He's annoyed us for $100,000 level, but it's going to be less than that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe even 350.
Well, I will say this. Amy, for her total role, was paid $5,000.
You're revealing. That's it. 5,000.
That's not it. That's a lot of money, Eddie.
No.
Guys,
I picture a million. I'm bringing it back down to five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. I mean, that's pretty cool.
I mean, one day. But I mean, some people, like, I think back to a time when I first started this show, I didn't even make that in a couple months.
But Amy, like Clooney and them, they make much money.
I had no prior acting experience. It was a thing with iHeart. Like, I went in, they trusted me with that role. Again, I would have done it for free.
Eddie has made...
Nah, we don't have to talk about that.
Is he lying? Is it 200?
20,000.
No, he hasn't.
Nope, I know, I'm lying.
I was like, if that's the case, then I am doing reels all wrong.
Eddie has made $675.
Oh, wow, okay. Hey. More than I thought.
Hey, that's Chili's, like, once a week.
Okay, but over a span of how long? So you've made $100 a month.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So back this summer, he was acting like he was banking.
No, he's acting like he's making millions.
Bringing it in.
Because he was annoying all of us so much. He was like, guys, you have no idea how much money I'm making.
$100 a month.
Ray, do you think it'd be more?
Eddie's, I knew it'd be exactly that amount. Amy, it makes sense. It's a legit movie that they put on a streaming service. I would say yes, $5,000 is probably where I put it at.
Everybody feel better?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, does Amy get, what do you call it, like
residuals?
When friends, yeah, residuals.
No, because it's on a streamer.
Mm.
If it were airing again in other places.
They are putting it on DVD, though.
Okay, she'll get a nickel. And it'll come in a time machine from 1997.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The most Googled artists of 2022 are Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, and Kanye West.
Mmm. Yeah, the Kanye stuff, not good.
Yeah, different reasons.
They had the highest average monthly searches with over 2 million each.
Not surprised at all three of them. I guess Harry Styles, massive, but usually it's some sort of controversy. And then Taylor's just the most famous person ever.
Harry was in that movie. He had his tour.
Yeah.
Surprised Morgan Wallen's not up there, though. I don't know, he's country, and that's considered niche to a lot of folks, but he broke a ton of records. So where is he on the list, does it say?
I only have the top 10, and none of them are country.
Okay. All right, what else?
Remember quiet quitting? We talked about that. It's when you just start slacking off at your job a little bit. It's your way of just being like, okay, I'm kind of quitting, but I'm still here.
Yeah, this show was ahead of that. You guys have been doing it since what, 2012?
Yeah, but no one quit.
Okay.
Quietly.
All right. Well, there's a new version called quiet promotion. It's when your boss gives you more and more to do, but no actual promotion.
That happens all the time here.
Does it? Does it?
All the time.
Constantly trying to make your life easier. All right, what else?
Okay, there's an online scam involving Cole Swindell that's a little different than the ones in the past. This one, some guy was pretending to be Cole and talking to these other dudes, and he gave him his address and was like, hey, yeah, you have permission. It's unlocked. You can go inside the house. No problem. All good. So the guys show up, and then a call is made for an active burglary. The police show up and they're like, no, we're here to see our friend Cole Swindell. He gave us the address, all good. And it's a total scam, kind of like swatting, but Cole Swindelling.
Let me get this straight. Cole Swindell said,
what?
Come to my house.
Yeah.
Here's where the key is.
Yeah.
Make yourself at home.
Yep.
Okay, but so why?
Because they're fans. They did. They thought they were friends.
No, I know why they did, but what's the point of the scammer sending them to a random place?
Well, I think it's a joke on the guys, right?
Yeah, I feel as though it's like the swatting. When you call the SWAT team to someone's house, it's like, huh, which is not appropriate. It's a huge waste of resources, and people could die. But also, these people could have died. They think an active burglary is taking place.
They think Cole Swindell is inviting them to their house?
That's all crazy.
Yeah.
Remember I did this to Amy where we were supposed to like send Amy. It was when I first moved here. Amy didn't know where I lived, so I gave her a fake address to go check out my house.
Listen, y'all made me drive around and rate yards because Lunchbox and Eddie were saying my yard's the best. No, my yard's the best. Yard of the month.
I don't remember this.
This was awesome.
Well, I do because it was a huge waste of my time. So I lived close to Lunchbox at the time, so it was easy to go check out his yard. And I was like, wow, okay, not bad. And then Eddie, far away, he sends me to the other end of the earth to go look at the house, but I have to go in the backyard, and I think I have permission.
Oh, my God.
And I am snooping around and checking out. Oh
my God.
There's a little fountain back here. And, oh.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Hey, and this house was nice.
Right. And then I come to work the next day, and I give my report, and Eddie's like, Amy, I have something to tell you. And I said, what? And he said, that's not my house.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but I could have died.
That's what you said then, too, dude.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
What?
I mean, it could have ended the other way, but it didn't.
It did not.
So what a bit.
It was awesome.
No, I mean, literally, that house was 40 minutes from my house.
But how nice is
that?
That
also
house?
Is funny. You sent her far away.
No.
You sent her far away, and then you sent her into someone else's yard. I don't know. That's a great one, man.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
Yeah. Amy.
Yeah. What, is this the pile? I forget.
It is.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
It's a good one. Baylor sophomore Lauren Briceno attended a gathering of her fellow volleyball players at their coach's house. They were watching the bracket selection for the tournament, the NCAA volleyball tournament. And so they're all around, and they did a white elephant gift exchange where everybody brings a gift, and it all gets, oh, I'll take that, or I'll go and pick from the pile. And so Lauren is seen unwrapping a couple of gifts, which can get taken away by the rules. So you have something cool, and someone's like, I'd rather have that. Then Lauren gets, okay, I'm going to go, and I'm going to grab this. She opens it up, and boom, she gets a scholarship. They had tried to strategically plan it, so she got the box that opened it up, and it said, you just have a full scholarship.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then it got taken away?
No, she got to keep it. The paper stated that Lauren's getting a full scholarship for the fall, spring, and summer semester. She broke down, the whole room started cheering. Tuition at Baylor is like $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
She was having to pay it herself, but now she, you know, they always do these big scholarship announcements, like, and everybody's like, ah, that's how she got hers.
That's so cool.
That's an awesome one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right. If you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, a live performance from For King and Country. That's right, right here in the studio. It's a special treat for Eddie. And Eddie's wife.
Yeah. Yes, so my wife wasn't able to come in, but she says she will be listening as she takes the kids to school.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome. Man, she's really excited.
Well, it all started because Eddie wanted tickets to the show. Then Amy went out of her way to get tickets to the show. Then Eddie said, never mind. And then it was awkward.
And I brought all that up.
Look what it got him. Mm-hmm. In studio, very up close and personal performance.
And a few offers to take like a road trip and go watch him in another city.
They said they were going to fly you there.
That's pretty awesome.
You can't take him up on that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You're not Lunchbox.
I'm not doing that.
Here's a clip of For King and Country. So we'll come up with him in a second. That'd be pretty cool. But now let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of motorcycle does Santa ride?
What kind of motorcycle does Santa ride?
A Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
That was the Morning Corny.
Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I received an empty envelope from my mail carrier. I assume it's for a tip. Is that rude? Am I rude not to tip? Isn't he just doing his job? Signed, Tippy Longstocking. I don't think it's rude because my assumption is people will probably ask him, hey, if we want to tip you, how do we tip you? And instead of going through that song and dance the whole time, he probably just leaves an envelope there. I don't think he's going around going, hey, toss me some extra cash. But I would think, because if you have a relationship with someone who does a service and you can't tip them, you do, that's just happening to him. People probably like him and know him and they say, hey, we want to give you a couple bucks. What can we do? And so he's probably just dropping envelopes off. Yeah. It is not rude for him to do that. And it is not rude not to tip either in this situation. It is completely, if you feel like they have gone above and beyond their service, which they don't need to do, and you're in the holiday spirit, then tip. If not, you're all good. I don't know, my mailman.
What's above and beyond for a mailman?
I don't know. Maybe he went out and got your mail from somewhere that was delivered wrong, that he didn't do it, somebody else's route. Maybe the dog gate was open and he saw the dog outside the gate and put it back in.
Okay.
Maybe he brings your dog's little treats.
It could be anything like that that's not really part of their job that they're doing. And that could be in any service that you go to through the year.
Friendly with your kids.
What?
Friendly with your kids.
Like how friendly?
To a point. Okay? To a point. You're not rude. He's not rude. If you got a few bucks, just generally, and you enjoy their service, help them out. Because they'll look out for you too. It's not just a one-time thing where you're like, I give them a few bucks and then we're back to normal. No, they always look out for you. That's what's up. That's an easy one. Thank you for emailing. Thanks for asking that question. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
In a second, in the news, I'm going to tell you how to tell if somebody's lying to you. It's a new way, new easy way to tell. But I do want to go over, hey, Ray, do we have like a generic tell me something good set up?
Yep.
Well, I have a caller on that says they want to kind of share a tell me something good. I haven't spoken to them yet, but we can try it.
All right.
Give it a hit.
Hitting it.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
We're going to go over to Nicole in Wichita, Kansas. Nicole, appreciate you calling. What's going on?
Hi there. I was just calling to tell you about my experience. I used to bartend at an airport in Wichita. and I found an envelope at the bar. Oh, it was in a jacket at the bar, and it was into my shift, and I was like, you know, I probably should turn this jacket in. And so I was trying to find, like, a boarding pass that had a name in it or something to give to security, and I pulled out an envelope, and it had a lot of $100 bills in it. Mm. So I called security. Come to find out, it was $9,999. Under the amount to travel through customs. And so I called security and said, hey, there's a lot of money in this jacket. And so I held on to it till they got there. And come to find out, they called, the security guard came back later and he said, well, it's a business owner and he was traveling to Ireland. And there's going to be somebody waiting for you in the lobby at the airport when you get off. I said, okay, that's kind of creepy. I'm pregnant. I'm bartending. So I walked downstairs, and it was the gentleman's son. And he presented me with an envelope that had $1,000 in it and said, thank you for being a good person. There aren't very many people like you in this world.
Wow. They gave you $1,000.
Let's awesome. Go.
$1,000. I bought everything off my baby registry after that.
That's so cool.
So we got a couple layers to this. First of all, she just, who knew? I didn't know. So I'll say who knew. I didn't know that you could, I guess because I don't carry
that much
cash. I ain't
cash.
Moving around like that. That there was a limit, and it makes sense, but what the limit was $10,000. You can't carry $10,000 in cash or they check you. How do they know? Let's say you fill your pockets with money. Can the metal detector...
When you're filling it out, you fill out the paperwork. You have to declare certain things. And I think that you just want to make sure you're telling the truth in case you get pulled aside.
What if I like keistered 8,000? They would know, right?
No.
They can't detect it.
Well, I've not been pulled paper. Aside before for fruit, so.
What was in the fruit?
Well, you can't travel internationally with lemons. Even though I've snuck a
criminal.
Few.
International criminal. So, wow, that much money. And then, Nicole, did you ever think, wow, this is cash. I could probably take some of it. They'd never know.
You know, the thought may have crossed my mind for like 30 seconds, but I'm in a federal building under a lot of cameras, and I'm like, oh, that's a lot of prison time, so.
And she gave it back. It's easy. I mean, she could have easily kept $300 or $400. Easily, and no one would have known it was cash. She gave it all back. And the fact that they met and gave her 10% of that money back.
That's amazing.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. And then she married him.
Really?
Wow. She,
yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry, I was doing Hallmark movie. Sorry, I thought I got ahead of myself. Nicole, that's awesome. How's everything going for you for the holiday this year? Pretty good?
Pretty good, yeah.
All right, I like it. You have kids? Two kids? Three kids? What do you got over there?
Now.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Three kids now.
Dang. Was that when you were pregnant? Was it your first kid?
It was my first kid.
Dang.
Man.
You know what she named him?
Right. Money. Cash.
Cash.
Envelope.
Benjamin.
Airport.
Ireland.
Oh. Ireland.
Oh. Hey, Nicole, thank you for the call. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we appreciate you listening.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Bye, Nicole. All right, Ray, hit the endo there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Really, really good.
That's what it's all about. I didn't say that because I wasn't ready for it. But yeah. All right, time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
According to body language experts, a person's hands will tell you if they're honest or if they're hiding something. If you can see their hands, especially their palms, that's exposure, palms, they're being open and honest for the most part. Someone who is lying may close their hands into fists. They don't realize they're doing it. But the palms are a very vulnerable part of the body, and if their palms are exposed, through all this study, they've shown that people who have their palms open and outward are people that are being honest.
But then don't you think people that read articles like this or see headlines, they just start talking with their palms showing?
Amy, I do jazz hands when I talk to people. I'm like, hey, everybody. Yes, but I don't know this article is going to get to everyone, all the criminals, quite yet. That's from Best Life. Since you'll be staying with people over the holidays, here are some no-nos. Etiquette experts say you should know these important unwritten guest rules. Never go out and return unannounced, even if you just go to the store. Let them know, because you're staying with them, that you're leaving, and when you're back. Never snoop around and only stay in the bathroom that you were assigned.
Go to another one?
These make sense.
If you do break something, tell people immediately. Don't cover it up.
Mm.
I guess it depends on how loud or how big it was.
Yeah.
Never eat or drink more than the hosts.
Huh?
Well, what if they're what if our stand with Mike D? He's straight vegan.
That's right.
He has like one piece of broccoli a month. And if you're the first to rise, wait until you hear someone else is up. Make sure you're not the last one to wake up, though, too.
So, oh, that's so always been me.
If you're first... Oh, when I go stay with Caitlin's parents...
last one.
Because I never sleep. And during the holiday, it's just like you poked a hole in a raft. That's why what I feel like whenever I finally get to sleep. I don't wake up. I just sleep. And at first, I was like, you know, they're my wife's parents. Well, now I'm like, they're family. Welcome.
This is who
this
I am.
This is what I do during a break. So those are the rules there. How many people outside your family can you confide in? This is from the Social Psychology Bulletin. Duke University did a big study. On average, most adults have a certain amount of people outside of their significant other and their parents that they can talk about the most important subjects of their lives. How many people? This is trust. This is big secrets. This is also asking for advice. How many people can you confide in? Amy?
Am I guessing what I do, or am I guessing the article?
Yeah, you.
I guess 7.
Wow, that's a lot.
Whoa.
I say 5 million, our listeners daily.
Oh, you trust them all.
All right. If you can you listen daily, I trust you. Here's what's up.
That's when you are able to open up the most.
Oh, it is.
With a microphone.
That's it. Yeah, because it feels make-believe.
Yeah.
I've gotten a little... Oh, yeah, it's tough. Eddie?
One. I mean, not a lot.
It can't be your significant other.
No, I know. Oh, One person I trust in.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Oh.
Hey, Bones, that's you.
Thanks, buddy.
Lunchbox for sure.
I got...
He'll tell on you. He'll record it. He'll record it and play it on the air.
In a second.
I'd say 4.
Really?
Good
for you.
I mean, I got the boys since I was a little kid, so I mean, I feel like I can trust them through and through.
Like your gang?
Yeah, White Criminals.
Okay.
LWC.
Also, you see, I was counting therapists.
Oh, no, I don't think professional counts.
No.
So Amy's goes to 2.
Yeah.
Her 5 therapists. He's like, oh, I was counting 5 of my therapists. I would say probably 2 or 3. That's not my wife. 2.
Ooh, that third one is like, do I trust them or not?
Well, I mean, two of them are in this room, but the other one like forgets sometimes. Like I'll tell him something and then I'll bring it up again. He goes, that happened? I'm like, bro, I just like told you. And he just forgets about stuff.
Oh, that might be me.
No. Okay. That ain't you. That ain't you. But yeah, but most people, according to the study, have 2 people outside of their significant other they can really go to about important things. Well, I guess probably 3. The guy in the mirror I talk with a lot.
Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah, that dude.
I'm talking with the man in the mirror. If you're sick, prove it. An Olive Garden manager's fired after a time-off tirade. And, like, I don't agree with what he did and you can't do what he did, but I felt that.
Yeah, but one of them you definitely wouldn't want.
I know, but I'm saying right now it's so hard to keep people working. You know, my sister manages a restaurant. I just have so many people that work in service that are in my life, and they're like, I cannot keep people here at the job, or they're always calling in, or it's just a time now where nobody wants to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I felt that. I don't agree with what he did, but, like, I felt that, you know, because he just got so frustrated. So, quote, from now on, I don't agree. I want to say one more time, I don't agree with what he did. I just understand how someone could get to this point. Quote, from now on, if you call off, you might as well go out and look for another job. The now fired manager wrote, according to KCTV5's website and news report, noting that no excuses would be tolerated. Quote, if you're sick, you need to come prove it to us. If your dog died, you need to bring him in and prove it to us.
What? Bring the dog in?
He's obviously kidding. He's obviously being a little hyperbolic because he's so frustrated. He's like, you need to just show me because you're all liars.
Right.
If somebody's got COVID, he doesn't want them coming in to prove it. He's just saying, you're all liars, so we can't do this anymore. And you know what? I believe him.
I think he said something like, too.
Let's go fund me for this guy.
He goes, if you have a family emergency, well, too bad. Like, you have to stay here and work.
Yeah, but again.
Man, he's lost it.
Yeah.
I think he's just so frustrated with not getting people to work.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way.
I do have sympathy for him. You can't handle it this way, but I do have sympathy. Like, I felt that. But you guys, I don't. I have to tell. If you guys are sick, I always tell you, don't come in.
Mm-hmm.
If you even feel like you might be sick, don't come in because you're passing along. I need you to be healthy. You're healthiest for you. You're healthiest for me. You're healthiest for us. But because I always have to come in, sometimes you guys will go, well, if Bobby's coming, I got to do it too.
Yeah.
But it's a hard line to walk where I go, do as I say, not as I do, because I'm probably here more than I should, because if I'm not here, the show doesn't go on.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate that about all you guys. I literally do. Like, Lunchbox was dying of, he's like, I'm coming in. I'm not pooping my chair, but I'm coming in. No. You stay home. Yes, so Amy, bad. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I just think the manager ended the email. He was like, man, I hope you all continue to work here, though. Like,
after
he
all
ended
that.
It kind of nicely. Like,
he,
oh,
he
we're
didn't
like,
want him to quit.
Yeah.
Woo. Two more quick stories. Caleb Williams won the Heisman Trophy. So congratulations to USC quarterback Caleb Williams. He can now add Heisman Trophy winner to his resume. He was the backup quarterback at Oklahoma. He went through after the first few games started and then transferred to USC, and he won the Heisman Trophy. And so there you go. Coming in second was TCU quarterback Max Duggan. Next up, that's from ESPN. We're going to end on this story in the news. Did you see the Celine Dion story?
Oh, this is yes. awful.
Yeah, this is I watched her awful. Video. I didn't even know this was a disease that happened. So Celine Dion announced she finally has a diagnosis for the medical condition that's caused her to cancel and postpone performances over the past year. She said she's been suffering from stiff person syndrome, a rare and incurable neurological condition that causes severe muscle spasms and stiffening in the limbs. Quote, unfortunately, these spasms affect every aspect of my daily life, causing difficulties when I walk. And then she goes on, but apparently eventually you just stiffen up to the point where you can't move at all.
Oh, man.
Ugh. I've never heard of such a thing. Super sad for her.
Yeah.
That is a really unfortunate story. That is the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
So, a long, long, long time ago, Eddie and I were just playing at small restaurants. We would travel all around, mostly the Southeast and a little bit the Midwest, and we'd play very small restaurants to like 20 or 30 people while other people ate. And they'd be like, why are those guys playing parodies? We're the Raging Idiots, Eddie and I. And what started there as just us driving around, and we had this brand new artist. She didn't quite have a record deal yet. And we drove all around the country. Eddie and myself and this brand new artist and our tour manager, who was just our radio guy. And that new artist was Kelsey Ballerini. All over we drove. Like, we'd leave on a Friday, drive 8 hours, sometimes 9 hours, 10 hours, 12, play all these shows. We played museums.
Oh, anyone that would let us.
Anybody that would let us. And we were donating all the money. Every bit of money we could have, we would donate. And we said to ourselves, if we ever make $1 million, we're going to have a big show celebrating the fact that we raised $1 million for charity. And so finally, we had raised $1 million, and we said, let's set this show. We'll call it the $1 million Show. But before we got that $1 million, and before we got to that show, we had raised $2 million. So we're like, wow. So we had our first ever $1 million show for St. Jude at the Ryman, and all of our friends joined in. A lot of country music stars would just jump in and play songs with us, from Dirks to Jake to... And so I'm going to announce our sixth show now, and we've been able to raise millions and millions of dollars. And the show is for St. Jude, and I'm not even going to tell you everybody who's in. I'm just going to tell you some of the people, because there'll also be surprises, which is fun. So here we go. Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots, $1 million Show, benefiting St. Jude Research Hospital. All for the Kids. It returns on February 21st in Nashville at the Ryman. This thing sells out in about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So the public on sale is Friday of this week at 10 a.m. Central. If you ever could get to Nashville to a show, this is the one to come to, if you can. There's also the cool stadium shows like Luke Combs and Eric Church. But anyway,
We're talking about those.
But this is like you get a medley of people.
Yeah. And so I'm going to let you know some of the stuff here. So first of all, and probably the biggest act, Bobby Bones and Eddie in the Raging Idiots.
Yeah, come on.
By the way, there is no opening act. The show just starts, right? So people joining us, because I really wanted this to be something that was personally super fun, like people that I love. Dina Carter is going to come.
And she's
funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine.
My guy Tracy Lawrence is also going to show up.
Hey, dear Birmingham.
Marches on. So got that lane filled. Like me as a kid, who I love and still love.
90s.
Randy Houser is going to show up.
Come on.
Our buddy Parker McCollum is going to show up and play.
What does that say about me?
I'm not going to tell you everybody, but I'm going to give you a couple more here. And one I'm going to tell you, but it's a secret, so we can't print it.
I'm already sold.
Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome.
I'm on the fence.
Okay.
I know he's not.
Yeah.
Michelle Branch is going to show up and play with us. And so what I can't print is, for the first time in like 10, 15 years, we're going to reunite the Wreckers.
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road.
They haven't played together in years and years, but they're going to do it at our $1 million
show. That's so cool.
So, and they were both super pumped about it. Michelle Branch was like, yeah, we'd love, would you? I mean, she just couldn't be nicer about all of this. And I'm a massive Michelle Branch fan. That's all I'm going to tell you as of right now. We do have other things.
Oh, there's more.
We do have other things. Huh. But Parker McCollum, Tracy Lawrence, Randy Houser, Dina Carter, Michelle Branch, secretly. And Morgan, you can't write the records.
Okay.
So don't write it, but if our audience listening now, they can know. Mm-hmm. But tickets go on sale on Friday.
And there's more. Mm-hmm. Who else could
there's
there be,
always
though?
More.
Well, there's 10 million singers.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists.
But I'm just going to leave it there. But we don't say anything. The night of the show, people come out. So tickets go on sale on Friday. We don't keep any of the money. It all goes to St. Jude. And we can't wait. That's it. Did you know, like, I guess March or April of next year, it's 10 years in Nashville?
Yeah. Us? Yeah.
And it's been, I've been doing this crap for 20 years.
It's March. It's the very beginning of March, because I feel like we moved here.
Yeah, March. It's March, yeah. What the crap is happening?
I know, dude.
Hey, we need Tracy Lawrence. And time marches on.
Exactly.
I know.
But that's what's up. So get your tickets Friday. There will be a B-Team pre-sale if you're part of the B-Team on Wednesday. And so let's rock and roll Hoochie Coo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, can I get a drum roll, please? Hey, I am so appreciative that there are causes that we take up that you guys join in. Or maybe it's a cause that you're already involved in and we get in together. You can cut the drum roll for a second. I do want to talk for a second. It was just felt
that
too
was
intense.
Too much?
It felt too intense when I was talking. I asked for it, Ray, so that's on me. And I just felt the pressure to keep talking higher and higher and higher.
All right, stop the drummer for a second.
Yes. And so when I was a child, I was in the hospital for a long time. I had ruptured my spleen, and it was one of those situations where the doctor had said, hey, if I hadn't come in a few more hours, I would have drowned internally in my own blood. And we're a family that didn't go to the doctor. We didn't have the money to go to the hospital. Thankfully, our bills were covered by a church group, by a lot of different people. Otherwise, I don't know how I'm supposed to go to the hospital, the doctor. But when I was a kid, I was in the hospital for a long time. So I've tried to stay consistent with that and try to help other people. Well, St. Jude does exactly this. They make sure that a kid, it doesn't matter where they come from in America, that when they come to St. Jude, their bills are taken care of. Their bills, their food, their travel, their lodging, everything. And so we are so involved in that because, one, they just do amazing work. And then, two, I have a very personal connection to being in a hospital and just praying to God somebody will help me. And so because of that, we have worked with St. Jude for a long, long time. It is a priority to us. You guys have made it a priority to you guys. I'm so thankful to everybody who became a partner in Hope. And we did our radiothon. So we do things all year, and then we do a radiothon at the end of the year. And over the 2 days, it was the biggest radiothon that's ever happened, ever in the history of it.
Wow.
Period.
That's great.
Over 2 days, we raised $2.7 million.
Wow.
Whoa!
A record for us, meaning the listeners and us here in this room, and then a record for it, period. And so I say that, and oh, right, can you hit the drum roll?
Oh.
Yeah, $2.7 million. Dollars.
Wow!
I was like...
Something's missing
now. I was talking... Yeah, that's on me. But like I just, I'm very thankful to you guys because I know that it ain't always easy to give if you don't have it. But some of you do. And some of you make cuts. And some, I mean, I just said thank you. I don't know what else to say except thank you. And we are very, very grateful. And it's not even about us being grateful because I feel like we're all a team working together. But there are a lot of kids and a lot of families that are grateful. Not even at just the hospital. Because St. Jude shares all the research with other hospitals everywhere. It's like open research. And all hospitals don't do that because some hospitals just want you to come there. But St. Jude doesn't, and they share, and so thank you. That's all. I don't want to spend 3 hours because I could spend 3 hours just thanking you.
And we keep none of that, guys.
Well, you do. You told me.
I mean, if we did...
Yeah, why'd you just say
that? I heard
that?
Some of the phone calls he was answering. He was like, okay, here, this is where you really send it.
He's like, yeah, Venmo it to... No, you're right.
Just kidding.
So, but thank you to you all. You make this show, I mean, worth... Like, actually have substance, because we do a lot of stupid stuff on this show, hopefully to entertain you, and you feel like we're your friends when you're driving into work or listening to a podcast in the afternoon, but this is the substance that makes it like, oh, this is why we're supposed to do it. So thank you. I'll say that. That's also why we do the Million Dollar Show, honestly. You know, those two are connected in that way. Hey, will you put Tiffany on in Tampa real quick, Ray? Hey, Tiffany, what is your question, Tiffany? I'm sorry.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering, you just announced that amazing show. The B-Team, you said the tickets go on sale for Wednesday, and then
Central Time, I think you said 10 o'clock, the tickets go on sale Friday.
Yes.
But I don't think that you said the date of the show.
Maybe I didn't.
You did. February 21st.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know the date. So good. I must have read it and forgot. Okay, February 21st, Tiffany. I'm glad you asked again because I talk too fast. How I am a professional broadcaster, I will never know.
Okay.
But February 21st is the show. And that is a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday or Wednesday because we want to make sure that all the artists are in town and we don't want to pull money from their pocket because they would agree to do this and just miss shows. But we want to make sure that they're not on the road making their own money. So they have volunteered their time. Yes.
Okay, awesome. It sounds incredible. Thank you so much for sharing again.
Thank you, Tiffany. Here's what I'm going to do. Man, I have all this cowboy stuff to talk about, too.
Yeah, we do.
What if we... Can we hold Jimmy off? Can we punt him for like 15 minutes? Just... Jimmy's a great friend. So why don't we ask him to hold for like 15 minutes, top of the hour? Is that okay, Scuba?
Yeah, he can hold on. We can even have him call back tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Jimmy, I don't mind because he's been on a bunch and he's one of my good friends.
Yeah, we can call him back. Yeah, he'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about our Cowboys trip in a second.
Yes.
But what I'm going to do for those that aren't officially in the B team, I'm going to load up on my Instagram stories the link so you can get in the B team and so you can get in on the pre-sale if you want.
Oh, to go ahead and sign up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jimmy, I'm sorry, buddy.
I think you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'll text him before Scuba calls him.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots, and Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Been a pretty unbelievable weekend, if I'm being honest, especially for Eddie and Mike D, who are massive Dallas Cowboy fans. And it all started because I just emailed the Dallas Cowboys website, just a generic account. I was just like, can we come visit and interview Jerry Jones? No, it wasn't even visit, was it? It was just, can we interview Jerry on Zoom?
Yes,
that's all it was.
That's it.
It's like, can I interview Jerry Jones on Zoom? they were like, nope. He's not doing a lot of press right now. Which I get it because I was just emailing randomly. And so I said, okay, cool. Well, I'm actually in the media and this is who I am. And I really fattened up the resume. It was all legitimate stuff, but I was like, my name is Bobby. I, like Jerry, are from Arkansas. I have, the radio show, a couple New York Times bestsellers. I have an honorary doctorate from the University of Arkansas. I just really laid it on. A couple TV shows.
I mean, now that you put it this way.
I know. It was pretty good. It's pretty, even when I read it back, it's like, dang.
You've done a lot.
Okay,
wow.
Then.
Like, what? So then they said, well, we'll actually run this by Mr. Jones and see if it's something he'd want to do. So the next thing we go is like, yeah, we'd love to talk to you guys. We'll find some time. And then they say, would you like to come to town and just do it in person? And we're like, are you kidding? So this is on our football show, 25 Whistles. We can't even believe that they were going to let us talk to him on Zoom. And so then it turns to, we find one date. And Mike D and I are, I'm not going to say pessimists. I'm going to say realists. And we just knew at some point it was going to get canceled. And we did get a note that was like, hey, we may have to postpone this because there's some stuff that's happened, like OBJ, who's thinking about signing in Dallas. But there was some stuff where Jerry was not available. And finally, last minute, they're like, come on, let's go. So we go down. And we're in Dallas, and we're like the night before. And I tell Mike, is this really going to happen? And Eddie is such a positive person. Eddie always felt it was going to happen.
I already dreamt what it was going to be like.
He was in love with the idea. He was in love with being there. And Mike and I were like, man, it's going to be even more disappointing when we get the call an hour out.
Yeah.
And we just assumed we would be one of five or six groups of people that they would take care of and allow some sort of media access. So they say, meet Mr. Jones at his private hangar and you can ride to the game with them. And we thought it would be like, because sometimes record labels will take a bunch of program directors to a show and then you meet with the artist and you have a few minutes and you watch the show. We thought it would be something like that. No. It was just us. There were four seats that were looking at each other. It was me, Jerry, Steven, his son, and Jerry Jr., his son. And that's it. We all have headsets on. We're just talking, hanging out. And he's,
how old are his kids?
50s.
Yeah, they're okay. Older.
Yeah. He has a daughter too named Charlotte, who we were with later. But it was like they let us into, we were like, it was weird.
It was their world.
In the most amazing way. We're in the helicopter and he's showing us stuff as we're flying over to the game. And he's like, let's just go around the stadium again. Let's show him this. And we're just flying in the helicopter with Jerry Jones. We have headsets on, like in the TV show. It's like, yeah, Jerry, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to push a button. You just start talking and it hears you. And, there's some like personal private stuff that we're talking about, which I would never share. But we're really like getting to know each other in a really personal, intimate way, just like sharing stories. And I'm like, Eddie and Mike got to be loving. Because they're Eddie, Mike, and Caitlin are in a row just behind them. And we're the only ones in the helicopter. And everybody's got headsets on. I'm like, Eddie and Mike got to be loving the fact they can hear all this. This is like inside stuff about the Cowboys, about my life, Jerry's life. And so we get out and I was like, wasn't that so cool of Jerry to share all that, like be that vulnerable? And Eddie goes, my headset never worked.
No.
No.
What? I said, guys, what do you mean? He has the cord and he's like, it never plugged in.
Guys, I followed the cord. I'm like, it's not working. And it was like unplugged. And there's nowhere to plug it. And
I was
like,
wasn't
I
that super
anything.
Cool about Jerry Jones and what he's doing for the military?
Oh,
and the
no.
And...
Well, I mean, at least
did yours work? And Mike's was unplugged too.
Oh my god!
But Caitlin's did work, and Caitlin was hopping. Caitlin is she's so confident in like who she is, and she connects with people so well. She's in the conversation, and I'm just thinking to myself, like Eddie's like the sweetest, nicest guy, and he's not saying anything. Like I kind of wished Eddie would be a part of the conversation.
I mean, it's almost probably like you probably thought Mike and Eddie were just frozen because
Mike never talks. Right. That's the reason he's quiet.
Yeah,
Mike.
That's par for the course.
But Eddie.
People. And Jerry would look back like he was including us in the conversation. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, man. I see your lips moving, but I don't know what you're saying.
Because it's so loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we fly to the game, and as soon as we get out of the chopper, and I don't want to share too many stories because the whole thing's going to be up on 25 Whistles. Not today, but this week. We walk out, and Jerry, like, Bobby, come here. I was like his best friend for the day. It's like I'd won a contest or something because it wasn't I had access for a minute. I was with him the whole day, and he kept going, hey, he'd come check on me. What do you need? Can I get you something? And I was like, I'm just trying to stay out the way. He goes, no, not with me. You're not staying out of the way. You are the way. Like, let's go.
Right.
And so at one point, we get out of the helicopter, and there are all these Dallas Cowboy fans, and they see Jerry land, and they're like, oh. And Jerry, he goes, Bobby, come here. And I walk over, and there's people everywhere, and he goes, hey, everybody, this is Bobby Bones. And I kid you not, every single person had no idea who Bobby Bones was, and that was okay. They're like, Jerry, yeah. And he was like, and Jerry goes, they love you, man. And they didn't give a crap.
You're like, dude, they care about you.
But I was like, thank you, Jerry. This is awesome. it was, we have a couple clips, right? Like promo clips that we'll do here. I sat with Jerry for almost a half hour with a microphone, aside from the hours we spent with him. I'm going to tell you this. If you're a Cowboys, let's say you're an Eagles fan or you're a Giants fan, Jerry Jones is a villain because he's your team's arch nemesis and he's the face of it. So you either love Jerry because you're a Cowboys fan, or you're like, that's Jerry Jones. He's owner of the Cowboys. He's a villain because in sports we have villains.
That's right.
He's like such a dude, like just a sweet guy, that I was like, this is unbelievable.
Okay, sorry. I asked how old his kids are. How old is he?
80.
80, okay.
Yeah, he's 80 now.
Because like, I don't know how many 80-year-olds you hang out with that are like, he's just like one of us.
But he's so with it.
He really is.
He has $14 billion, so he's not one of us.
You're different. Like, he's just a dude's dude.
Yeah. But he's like, he literally was so kind, which I was in disbelief because even he doesn't have to be at all. He could have easily not been, and we'd have been like, that's cool. Thanks for letting us come to the game for free tickets. I asked Jerry about his biggest failures in life because he's known as a super success, and this is a quick answer.
About 15 years ago, I landed at Love Field, took my card up to rent a car from I think Hertz, and they looked down a list and cut my card into it and said, you need to learn how to pay your bills. Now, that's a hard day in Dallas, not necessarily a one-loss record with the Cowboys.
He was talking about when he first got the team, they went 1-15, maybe they played 60, maybe less games than that then. But he's like, you know, that's not the hardest because he grew up, his parents had a grocery store. He didn't have any money. And so he was talking about like real life versus what he gets to do now. He's like, one win over an entire season, that's not a hard life. Mm-hmm. What's hard is when you don't have any money and you fly into Love Field and they cut your credit card up because you can't afford a rental car.
So when did they cut that up?
I think his time was, I think he said
15 years ago.
I think it was like 15 years ago.
Hey, COVID messes us all up one time.
Yeah, sure. He was off on the dates.
He's off on the dates a little bit.
Yeah, because I was like, how long has he been a billionaire?
Maybe he meant 50. Man, he could have said 50. No, would they have credit cards then?
I don't know.
I don't know. I still ask him too, like, you still get nervous before a game?
Very nervous. I'm nervous right now. I always have, but really almost sick nervous. But you need to be positive to play football. I played football for the Razorbacks. It hurt me to play football. One time my trainer said, Jones, you've got to have the lowest tolerance for pain of any kid we've ever had with the Razorbacks. And I said, damn it, Granny, it hurts me more than it does everybody else. I'm brave to be out there. It hurts more than they do.
It was awesome. We'll share more on our 25 Whistles podcast if you want to follow that. Eddie, on your...
What?
You couldn't wipe a smile off his face.
I was telling someone that there was a photographer on the field, and he was taking pictures of me, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm not famous. He's like, no. The look on your face every time you see a football player is priceless, so I'm getting pictures of that.
He was yelling their names, Amy. We're on the field. They, like, we got to go on the... like, not even just, like, press. Like, we got to go like we own the field. And Eddie's, like, yelling at them by name.
All of them.
That's good.
No. I'm telling you.
But I was pumping him up, Bones.
He was 5 years old. He was like, Diggs! Diggs! And he would look, and then Eddie wouldn't know what to do because Eddie was so close to Diggs. Dick thought Eddie was like a coach or something.
Eddie would freeze up.
Eddie would just do nothing.
Eddie.
He was like 5 feet away.
He thought Caitlin was yelling at him once. One of the players did. And so they look at Caitlin because they think Caitlin's like yelling at him. And he's like, hey. And it's Eddie going. Eddie turns around and goes, oops.
I'm like, oh, and I got nothing to say now.
Really one of the
amazing.
So cool.
The best part of it for me was Eddie and Mike are such massive Cowboys fans that we got to do that and that they got to do that. Like, that's the coolest part to me. Jerry was super nice. We have a lot of stories on 25 Whistles. Go follow that podcast. But it was amazing. That's all I'm going to say. It was amazing. Do you have any question before we go on here? Because if you have anything, let me know. Forever.
Well, I mean, you shared a lot of the highlights, but I guess from Eddie and Mike D, what's their number one favorite moment?
I can't.
You have to pick one.
I can't pick one. I mean, the helicopter ride, I think, is untouchable.
Like, did you touch Jerry?
The stories.
Did I touch Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Amy, I'm
a lot.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know if he hugged him or shook hands.
I wore a suit. He said, do you want to wear my suit? And he took it off, and I put it on right there. I was like I'm Jerry Jones. Look at me.
Yeah.
We were tight,
Amy.
We were
all together for it was crazy.
No, the real question is, did you get his number?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's the main question. Like, okay, great, great stories. You got the digits?
Again, this is a personal thing I'm not going to share, but I will say that there's a possibility that
Leave it.
Okay.
Huh?
We're close. My boy.
There's a possibility, what does mean?
They're tight, man.
I don't want to share personal things.
No, okay. You're not going to go to... you may go to Thanksgiving in his house. I got it.
Thank you. But, no, that's next year. Christmas is coming up.
But what is... We might,
Well, I can't share that right now. I want to make sure everything's cool. I don't want to do anything over the line that they don't want me to do.
I will say, though, there was definitely a connection between you two from the beginning. Arkansas, you guys would talk about places that only you two knew about. Like, it was, there was definitely a connection where I thought, like, man, this is cool. Like, they share something that a lot of people don't share together.
I was like, so on the 64 team, when you guys and you played, you know, this coach, and he was like, you did your homework. I go, no, no, no.
You
I didn't
know
any homework. This is life for me, buddy. Yeah. Mike, favorite moment real quick before we go, just in general?
Aside from the helicopter, the amount of time we got to spend on the field was amazing. Seeing all the players warm up, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Are they really big?
They're big.
And
they're
fast.
Gigantic.
Mm-hmm. And then they look at you when you yell their name.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, they do. And like, then you don't know what to say.
They're like, there's a coach yelling at me. He's 5 feet from me. Oh, wait, nope. Who's that?
Yeah, Dak looked right at Eddie, and Eddie was like, ugh.
Yeah, Dak was confused. Like, are you a Make-A-Wish man? Is that a kid?
You're
are you
like,
a Make-A-Wish
be.
Man? Yeah. Okay, that's that. It was amazing. 25 whistles. Go follow that. I want to thank all the Dallas Cowboys organization. They were fantastic. We have so much more to do. We finished, and they were very complimentary. And they were like, that's the best interview we've ever heard Jerry do. Because you did. Just, I didn't just go and be like, hey, this week, who's starting wide receiver?
Right.
Tony Romo. Good dude. We really got into like.
Deeper than that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. That's that. It is time for the good news countdown.
It's the Good News Countdown, counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Let's go with number three.
Number three.
The city of Kingston, Ontario, just finished up its annual Toys for Tickets campaign. Anybody who got a parking ticket between November 1st and December 3rd could avoid paying by donating a toy instead. And so, since they've started this, they've collected over 4,000 toys to hand out to kids over the holidays. And a lot of cities are doing it as well, since it was started there. It's Las Vegas, it's Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and so many cities in between where they're making sure kids get Christmas. So everybody, go out and park bad.
Love that.
But then buy a gift.
Yeah, and it's not for every city. But yeah, you get it. All right, let's go next.
Number two.
A woman in Philadelphia named Patricia Gallagher is in the news. Every year, she goes to different nursing homes and hands out hundreds of stuffed animals to seniors who might not get a lot of Christmas gifts. They're donated by random people or come from toy drives. She's been doing this since 2009. And, you know, it's at a place where a lot of people don't think about at the holidays, which is nursing homes. We worry about kids a lot, which is true, and families. But not a lot of time is spent dedicated to nursing homes. And she saw this need and has been attacking it. So, Patricia Gallagher, that's amazing. And that's number two.
Number one.
A pack of coyotes attacked a flock of sheep in Georgia last month. But a sheepdog named Casper fought them all off. Casper took down 8 coyotes by himself.
What?
Wow.
So the weird thing is, these dogs don't usually have to attack the coyotes. They usually run them off. But he's been crushing them. Like, don't attack my sheep. Now people have donated over $15,000 to cover his vet bills, because that's the thing. These they run in packs and they attack. But he has saved his sheep. And so, they asked him for comment. He said, we don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's probably some good, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. I'm not really sure. But that's what I'm talking about right there. That's Casper. But by the way, Casper, they can't find him. He just appears out of nowhere.
Because he's a ghost.
He's a ghost. Yeah. That part's made up.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
That is it. Morgan, what's on the podcast today?
Four King and Country were on with us after Eddie bailed on the tickets. Okay. Amy got him for their show.
Yeah. I mean, that storyline just keeps getting deeper and deeper.
It does. Eddie actually tore the tickets up in front of their venue and said, I'll never come to this show. But they performed really one of the best performances we have ever had on this show. But you're not going to be able to hear that unless you go to YouTube.
Yeah, you can watch it on our YouTube.
Go to our YouTube and subscribe to it. But you can hear the interview. It's not our fault that laws happen where we have to put
podcast
stuff in.
Podcast laws?
Just in general. I don't want to go to podcast jail. It's all people who've committed audio crimes. What are you in for? Well, I dubbed a concert from Dave Matthews Band in 72.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You guys, appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Goodbye, friends.
Bobby Bones.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring.
Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.